It's here and now. And let's remember, shall we, why we loved AMC's Mad Men. John Hamm as Don Draper, the ad executive who may be hard drinking and a womanizer, but is very good at his job. Just listen to how he sells a lipstick campaign.
Every woman wants choices. But in the end, none wants to be one of 100 in a box. She's unique. She makes the choices, and she's chosen him. She wants to tell the world he's mine. He belongs to me, not you. She marks her man with her lips. He is her possession. You've given every girl that wears your lipstick the gift of total ownership.
Well, a lot of people bought that pitch. Mad Men became a huge hit, and the show could make television history at this Sunday's Emmys. If it wins its fifth award for Outstanding Drama, it will break the record for the most consecutive Emmys in that category. But will Mad Men manhandle the competition, or will this be the year that Breaking Bad breaks through? And what about our personal favorite, the PBS show Downton Abbey? And hey, isn't there a new television season underway? Boston Globe TV critic Matthew Gilbert joins us with all of this and more. Matthew, good to see you as always.
Great to be here.
I know you're getting all ready for the Emmys with the popcorn and everything. Getting ready.
My hands will be too busy to eat popcorn.
Because you're writing.
That's right.
Well, let's start with Mad Men. Do you think it's beatable? Do you think it's good?
I do. I think last season was actually a fairly weak season for that show. And I'm not sure the Emmy voters will want to pick Mad Men as the one show that wins five Best Drama awards.
Well, so what do you think the competition is?
I really see Breaking Bad winning.
Well, this is about methamphetamine dealers. It's cheery. It's a critical darling. You've said it's the best show on television.
Absolutely. And I think the voters have sort of steered clear of giving it a Best Drama Emmy because of the subject matter. I mean, it is about a science teacher who has cancer and decides he wants to make money for his family, so he starts making meth, and he breaks bad. He falls apart. It's ugly.
Well, in fact, let's let listeners be reminded of that. The character is Walter. He's played by Bryan Cranston, again, this high school teacher turned meth dealer. And in this little snippet, he's looking for his business rival, Gus. Well, you can tell he's come a long way from the classroom.
Where can we find Gus? Name a place. Name me one place where I could surprise him, where he won't see me coming. Because his house, the laundry, the restaurant, the factory farm, they are all wired with cameras. One place. Think. Jesse, think. Where is it? Where? Because if you can't tell me, we are dead.
Well, yeah, and it's funny. One thing I love about the show is the Arizona scenery.
Oh, it's beautifully filmed.
But it's really violent.
It is extremely violent. But not gratuitously so. It all makes sense in terms of the plot. Another thing I like about that show is that it moves very deliberately, almost slowly by the standards of network TV, and yet it's riveting. Oh. It never gets boring.
Okay, your choice, but other nominees for Outstanding Drama this year are HBO's Game of Thrones and Boardwalk Empire, Showtime's Homeland, and of course we want to shout out Downton Abbey. The drama, of course, about the Crowley family. The second season took us to World War I. The finale had that moment everyone was waiting for when the son and heir, Matthew Crowley, finally proposed to Lady Mary. Can we just listen back once again?
Oh, please.
Lady Mary Crawley. Will you do me the honor of becoming my wife?
Yes.
That was me screaming in the living room. Yes. No. By the way, in the new season, Shirley MacLaine is going to join the cast.
Yes.
Cannot wait. But do you think it could be a dark horse?
I do. I really believe that if there's a dark horse, it will be Downton Abbey. I mean, it's just beloved here in the States, and it's just been a sensation.
Okay. Well, let's just quickly touch on nominees for Outstanding Comedy. Modern Family leads all other comedies, 14 nominations. Other nominees include 30 Rock, The Big Bang Theory, the HBO shows Curb Your Enthusiasm, Veep, and your personal favorite, Girls.
Yeah.
We kind of like this show, too.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think Modern Family is going to take it. Girls is much too edgy and controversial, and it also has a very small audience.
Loyal, but small.
I mean, it's only been on for 10 episodes.
And so Modern Family, with the very modern family of every possible combination imaginable.
Yeah, it's just a great portrait of the extended American family circa 2010.
So, where is she? Where's Mom?
Yeah, let's get the weirdness over with.
Oh, no, I thought she was coming with you.
Oh, no, no. I haven't seen Mom since, let's see. Oh, she made out with my ex-boyfriend last night.
What?
Yeah.
No, my God.
Yeah, yeah. And then she took off with him, didn't come back to the house until after I was asleep, and then this morning left a cute little note that said, having breakfast with Robbie.
Okay, so those are your picks in the top categories, but we just want to go back to the best drama for a second and just take a quick listen to Showtime's spy drama, Homeland, because we're hearing it's getting a lot of print because it's apparently President Obama's favorite show. It stars Claire Danes as Carrie, a CIA agent, as we hear in this scene with another agent played by Mandy Patinkin. Carrie, has just gotten some disturbing intelligence from a source.
What were his exact words, please?
An American prisoner of war has been turned.
He said this in English?
Yes, he whispered it into my ear right before the guards pulled me away.
And when he used the expression, turned?
He meant turned, working for Abu Nazir.
Okay, so a POW who might have turned. Carrie, as we just heard, an agent who is also struggling with being bipolar. Did you think that when Homeland returns on September 30th, you've seen the first episode.
I have.
Is it going to live up to its
best? It absolutely seems like it will, based on the premiere episode. And I think Claire Danes has really entered a new level of acting in Homeland. I mean, she's top tier now.
Okay, yeah. So there's that. Well, Homeland was one of your favorites last fall season. This fall season, you're talking about ABC's Nashville. It stars Connie Britton as a country music superstar, Hayden Panettiere as an up-and-coming singer. Let's just listen to an encounter between the two of them.
I know you. You're burning it up out there, girl.
Oh, thank you. My mama was one of your biggest fans. She said she'd listen to you while I was still in her belly.
Well, bless your little heart. That is a charming story.
Meow.
I love that. That's a great clip. But that kind of captures the tone of the show.
But you pick it for one of the picks of the season.
Yeah. I mean, it's not quote-unquote quality drama like you would find on cable, but it's delicious.
Okay. So Nashville, we'll keep an eye on. But Matthew Gilbert, you say overall of all the new shows, most are pretty much fodder for the recycling bin.
Yes.
No? Nothing good? Nothing?
Not much. The one other drama besides Nashville that kind of turned me on is called The Last Resort. And it stars Andre Brower. It's set in a submarine. And it's sort of a political global drama. And it could be juicy. I will say this. As a fan of Girls, you might appreciate The Mindy Project. That's the new sitcom with Mindy Kaling. Like Girls, she plays a woman who's way too smart, very self-aware, and sloppy as all get out. And at least based on the pilot, it's kind of a winning show. I think it'll do well.
Okay.
Another show that really shows promise is The New Normal.
This is the show that is being banned in some markets because The New Normal, that the title refers to, is a gay couple, men who are trying to find someone to help them have a child.
Yes, and in fact, they do find someone, and she is pregnant, and they form a kind of extended family. I mean, it's really Modern Family.
Right.
There's so much promise in this show. The writing is a little bit one-linery, which I think is a problem. But the characters are there. If they can do what the Modern Family writers do and make the comedy about the characters and not the jokes, I think they could really come up with something great.
Okay. We'll have a list of all of these new shows recommended by Boston Globe TV critic Matthew Gilbert at hearandnow.org. Do not call him on Sunday night because that's when the Emmy Awards will be. Matthew, thanks as always.
My pleasure.
Walking along because the night is dead. Cross my mind when I cross the bridge.
Walking the dog from the New Normal ads. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Please join us again here and now.
If you could see me, whoever I am, it's not like a movie. It's not all skin and bones. So come on, love. Na, 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 na. I will not let you go.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.